Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Jada. I am very sad because today in Hudson, it is a snow day, and we haven't left the house except to clean off the car.
I'm Aaliyah, and I'm also sad because in Hudson we cannot leave the house.
Patia, I'm 12 years old and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library. I'm also from Hudson. And in case you can't tell, we recorded the show on Tuesday, December 2nd, when it was quite snowy in town. It's very pretty. I'm not that sad about not being able to leave the house because it's pretty to look at and it's cozy in my house. But we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, and bookish things.
And that's what we'll do today. Everybody's here today. It's pretty exciting. The whole Bound by Books crew together. That's the magic of a snow day for you. Nothing's competing with radio today because everything's shut down. But did any of you get to do some fun stuff while stuck inside? Read any good books? Do anything fun?
I read a good book.
Yeah? What'd you read?
I read Rowley Jefferson. Well, it's Diary of an Awesome Friendly Kid. And in the top corner, Greg Heffley's like, hey, he copied my diary because Diary of a Wimpy Kid is about Greg Heffley. And Rowley thinks that Greg is really, really cool because he has a diary. So then Rowley makes a diary. But most of it is about Greg.
Most of the diary?
Yeah.
Interesting. So that's by Jeff Kinney as well, right?
Yeah.
The author of Diary of a Wimpy Kid series. How do they compare to this one?
I feel like this one is more funny because the Diary of a Wimpy Kid ones, it's kind of boring because Rowley's barely in it. And in this one, Rowley's in it more than he's in Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
And is Rowley, I forget, is Rowley a friend or family
He's
to
his
Greg?
friend.
His friend. Okay. I've only read the first book and it was a long time ago, so I don't remember it that well, but I remember liking it. It's pretty fun. Do you think that people that want to read this book should read Wimpy Kid first, or does it not matter?
I think they should read Wimpy Kid first, because then it shows how Rowley really extremely copied Greg, which is the main character of Diary of a Wimpy Kid, if you have never read it.
It's kind of interesting that because the books are all diaries, like Diary of a Wimpy Kid, it's all from Greg's perspective. So you're getting to know Rowley through Greg's perspective. And then as the author, then he has to switch to this being like Rowley from Rowley's perspective, talking about Greg. He has to really embody both of the characters, but in a different way. That's pretty cool. Thanks for sharing that book. Jada, what did you want to share today?
Well, I was just racking my brain to think of what I recently read, and I'm currently in the middle of a book. Another Agatha Christie book. I am almost through the library's entire stock load of Agatha Christie books, so I'm gonna start requesting some soon. So the one that I've been reading is let me just get.
Yeah, Jada's been really on a roll with these Agatha Christie novels.
I think she's gone.
I know. She's going to get her book, but she inspired me to read
Oh,
one
there it
too.
is. It is called The Clocks, and I'll just read the description. Sheila Webb expected to find a respectable blind lady waiting for her at 19 Wilbraham Crescent, not the body of a middle-aged man sprawled across the living room floor. But when old Miss Penmarsh denies sending for her in the first place, or of owning all the crop of the clocks that surround the body, it's clear that they are going to need a very good detective. This crime is so complicated that it must be quite simple, declares Hercule Poirot. But there's a murder on the loose, and time is ticking away. So, I really, really like Agatha Christie. Her Poirot books are the most popular ones, and then For a good reason. I like Miss Marple, but because she is an old lady who doesn't do as much active detective work, at least in the ones that I've read of her, like Poirot does, the pace is a bit slow and it's not as interesting or engaging, at least in my opinion.
Do you have a favorite Agatha Christie book so far of all the ones that you've read? Because you've read so many.
It's definitely And Then There Were None. That one is
Yeah.
a separate one. It's not part of the Hercule Poirot or Miss Marple or any of her recurring characters. But it's just really masterfully written.
Yeah, that one's a classic. I think that's her best known one.
And then the second best known one, which is my second favorite, is Murder on the Orient Express, which is a Poirot one. Yeah, because she's just really good at what she does. I told Mom that I would like to name a girl Agatha if I had her because I think it's a pretty name. And Mom's like, "That's for old people."
I love that name. I think it should make a comeback.
And anyway, you can do a lot of cute nicknames.
Like what? Aggie?
Yeah, Aggie. And then
Aga?
someone said that they once nicknamed their daughter Thea Agatha. Agatha and then Thea, and then they called her Agathia to get on her nerves. I'm pretty sure I would do that with my child. I do that with Aaliyah, so you know.
I had a friend who was who had a child a long time ago, because her kid is probably Aaliyah or Fatia's age right now. But when she was pregnant, she really wanted to have like an old-fashioned name. So we were going through like baby name lists of names that were popular way back when that had fallen out of fashion. And I was really into Agatha as a name, but they did not go with Agatha. They went with Aurelia, which is also a pretty name. But that's cool that you're reading all those books. I have to decide what my next one will be from there and when I'll want to dive back in. I don't know if I've ever read any Miss Marple. I should probably read one of hers if I haven't. If I have, it wasn't very memorable, apparently. Have you read much Miss Marple?
I didn't like those as much.
Yeah, Hercule Poirot is definitely the most popular.
I like her individual ones too. Like, she's did more than just mystery novels. I read one of her romances that was really good.
I didn't know she did romances.
It was in a short story collection.
Okay.
It's in your library, so you might be soon you'll be able to read it.
Once you return it.
Well, I read it while I was at the library because it's just some
Okay.
short stories.
Yeah.
Someone else might have taken it out. She wrote like over, I think like almost 70 books her whole life, and you guys only have like 30 of them, which I'm sad about. So,
Yeah, we can't have every book by every author. We don't have room. But we have a
I will
nice
personally
collection.
build an entire shelf just for all of her books.
If you expanded the library, like expanded it really, 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 really a lot, then you could have all the books that Jada wanted. But you would have to take over the whole world for that.
Yeah. Well, the nice thing is we are part of a library system. So for all of the books that we don't have, you can usually get them from another library. You can't get every book, but most of the ones that people want, we're able to get for them. Occasionally, people want to borrow a book that's only in Kindle edition. That we can't get. Maybe we can get it for them in Kindle, possibly, but sometimes they want a physical book and there isn't one.
Physical books are so nice.
Yeah, I like physical books too. But you know what else I like? Audiobooks. I listen to them all the time.
I like audiobooks because, you know, like they're nice if I'm going on a walk or something. But also, like, I feel like it doesn't have that read-againable quality. It also doesn't have like that, like if you want to go back and reread something, it feels different than just, you know, like flipping a page.
Yeah, that's true. It's hard to find like it a certain moment too. Like if you're like, oh, that was really cool what they said there, or like what did that character say? It's like hard to find to like flip back through. That's why it's handy to have a physical book checked out while you're listening to an audiobook, so that if you have to do that, you can. But sometimes I'm able to get the audiobook before I'm able to get the physical book. Or like I decide to start reading something over the weekend when the library's closed, like on a Sunday. And so
Don't
it's
you have like
bribing.
the keys though?
Yeah, but I don't go there when it's closed.
I mean, you could if you really wanted
I
to.
could, but I don't.
I would misuse that power. Do not make me a librarian.
Yeah,
Especially not of a really nice library like the one you guys have. They're not all created equal, unfortunately.
every library has something. Well, maybe not every, but most libraries have something special about them. Like whenever I go to visit a library, I always like to look around and see what kind of unique stuff they have, or and sometimes it's stuff that I'm like, oh, we could do something like that. And sometimes it's like, we could never do that because we don't have enough storage space.
Or we can never give the vibe that they're giving because theirs consists of the back room of some old person's house.
What?
Some libraries are really tiny, and I hate that.
Oh, there are some tiny ones. But some people like little tiny libraries. They find them cozy.
I like giant ones when you can walk around and like see the height of like all the bookshelves and just wander around.
Yeah.
This is making me
Well,
get emotional, you guys.
well, speaking of emotional, I read a very sad, or I should say I listened to a very sad book. Although it was sad, but it was also it wasn't like depressing sad. It was emotional. I listened to an audiobook called All the Blues in the Sky by Renee Watson. It's a very short novel. It's a middle grade novel, not a graphic novel. And it's a novel in verse, which is why it's so short. I listened to the audiobook. I don't think I still have it checked out because when I finish listening to an audiobook, I return it right away so the next person can read it. But I want to look up how long it is because it was quite short. So if people are looking for a quick read, where are you, book? It was 2 hours, the audiobook. So as I mentioned, very short read. But it is about a 13-year-old named Sage who, on her 13th birthday, she has plans to spend the day, the evening, sleepover with her best friend. But unfortunately, on that day, her friend gets in an accident on her way to her house for her birthday celebration and dies. And so this book is about Sage
I
dealing
wouldn't
with
like my birthday after that.
yeah, so that's a really hard that's a hard experience ever, let alone on your birthday, let alone when the person's coming to your house. So this book deals with her grief of losing her friend and her time with a counseling group with other young people who have lost loved ones, and kind of explores the different kinds of experiences that people have when they lose someone that they love, and how grief can look different for different people. And so it's a nice book, but it's also sad because, you know, young people shouldn't have to deal with loss like that, but they sometimes do. So it was a really beautiful book, but it was also sad. So if you're looking for an uplifting book, this might not be the one for you, but it was a very good book. So I would suggest it. And again, that was a novel in verse, All the Blues in the Sky by Renee Watson. It's a middle grade novel.
Normally I'd read something like that because it sounds good, but I have a big problem with not with books in verse, like with novels in verse. I don't know why. It just really gets on my nerves, I guess. Like
I
I
feel like,
can't stand that storytelling device, I guess is what you'd call it.
have you ever tried listening to one?
I haven't,
Because I
but
wonder
then
if it would
again,
be a different.
I've struggled to find regular old audiobooks. Because the ones that I like are never usually the ones that are prominent on like Audible or Spotify.
Yeah, I think for me, like I wouldn't even know it was a novel in verse listening to it. Because it just reads smoothly like a story. But presumably, if I saw the physical book, it would look different. So I wonder how much it's the way it looks versus the actual words that are used. And some novels in verse, I think, are more poetic or something. I don't know. Like
For
they
me, it's the
have.
problem with the pacing.
Well, that's the thing is, I think sometimes they have like a different, like a more, a different pace that doesn't flow, whereas I feel like this one and some other ones that I've read that I've liked flow really well. Like they just feel like you're hearing a story.
And to be clear, it's not like, like Jacqueline Woods, I think that's her name. Yeah, like her work I really love, but then again, it's more free form poetry, so it flows, nicely.
Yeah, I think that's kind of what this one's like. I love Jacqueline Woodson's books too. They're very good.
What kind of accident was it?
She gets hit by a car on her way over.
I could understand if it was like a big car, but usually like small cars, you usually break like a few bones or get like really, 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 really hurt, but usually you don't die.
You never, you, she didn't describe what kind of car it was, Leah. You never know. It could have been a semi truck.
I think it also depends on like how you get hit, if the person was braking. You know, there's a lot of factors that weigh into how an accident impacts somebody physically.
That's true.
Yeah.
They could have also been going 300 miles over the speed limit.
Not 300 miles, but they could have
You're
been
right,
going
probably
over.
six.
But they could have been going over the speed limit. You're right, Jada.
Yeah.
I'm always right.
So, Fatia, what did you want to share today?
I wanted to share a poem. It's called The Snow Day. In the winter, it's every kid's dream. As snowflakes begin to appear, that suddenly there'll be a blizzard, and they'll cancel school for the year. Though most kids are willing to settle, and I incline to agree, they could merely close school for one day. One day off would be just fine with me. A day free from all forms of homework. A day without science or math. When you leave all your school books at home and run out the door with a laugh.
So, are you feeling the snow day? Are you? Do you like a snow day?
Yeah,
Yeah.
but it's kind of too cold.
Oh yeah. I haven't left the house yet, so I don't know. I've just been inside all day.
Well, I'm glad you like the idea of snow days, but I think we're probably going to get more than one because the poor guy's doing the plowing out by where we are. Just keep going over the same area like three times every 5 minutes.
I would be surprised if we had two this week. People listening to the radio right now are like, we know what happened because this was in the past, but we don't know when we're recording. I find it, I don't remember any time in my time in Hudson that we've had two snow days in a row. Maybe it's happened, but I don't remember it. There was one time when I was a teen when I'm pretty sure our school was closed for almost a week because there was snow and ice, and so then the ice weighted down the trees, and so like tons of trees came down and took out power. So there were like parts of town without power for like most of a week, including my house. But we got to go sledding on one of the snow days. That was fun. Because at some point the roads were fine. It was just that people didn't have power. But you don't need power to go sledding.
I would, unfortunately, though, because I like using extreme battery powered toboggans. That way, you go extra
What?
fast. That way, it works kind of like electric bikes where you have to give it some energy to push. But then, the bigger the hill is, the faster you'll end up going at the end. So then you just rock it into a building or something.
That doesn't seem safe
Well, it's
or
fun,
necessary.
it's for the thrill factor.
Just so you know, it's very cold because Mom and I had to take a walk to the store and I almost froze.
Well, I'm glad you didn't.
Oh, dang
I
it,
would
she
not
didn't
be here.
freeze.
I do want to go for a walk later because I haven't worn my winter boots yet this year and I want to wear them and walk around in the snow.
If you walk around in the snow, make sure to wear three shirts, four jackets, five pairs of socks, boots, and three hats.
That's a lot. I might just do one hat, two gloves, one coat, sweater and shirt, pants. Socks. That seem appropriate?
It's your funeral.
It is.
We'll see. I can always go home if it's too cold.
You'll want to go back up into your home as soon as you step out the door.
Well, that's nice. It's always nice to want to go home because sometime you gotta go there. So I might as well be happy going. Well, before we go, did anyone have anything else they wanted to quickly share today? Anything that they're excited about, anything they're looking forward to reading or doing in your future?
Just
Nothing
reading
exciting. What was that?
some poems and books. But today
Nice.
I mostly read poems instead of books 'cause I feel like poems are more cozier in my opinion, especially on a snow day.
That's nice. Yeah, I did a little reading today. I did some fun reading the other day where, so there's it's this time of year when a lot of like best of the year book lists come out from different entities. And so I've been going through some of the New York Public Library's suggestions for best books of the year, specifically some of their kids' book lists, because I can get a bunch of the picture books. And then that's where I got the Renee Watson book from. They had suggested that book as one of the best of the year. But some of the books that I've borrowed recently that I borrowed that I learned about from that list are books in Spanish, which Spanish is far from, I'm far from fluent in, but it's really fun trying to read the books and then learning new words. I figured out this technique. If I like use Google Translate and I just read the book aloud, that way when I hit a word that I don't know, I can see what the translation says. But that's been really fun. I've been enjoying that. Found some nice ones. And this weekend's Winter Walk in Hudson. That should be fun. I like walking around, as one does on a winter walk. That's okay.
Mom's been really excited about it because we went, I think 3 years ago, and there was Santa playing the saxophone, and that's all she's talked about every winter.
He's often there.
I think that. Wait, what are the little houses for, though?
They're gonna be shops, I think.
Oh no, the ones in the park? They're just sort of, they're like displays, so they're wintery displays. So there's they're mostly like Christmas or winter houses, but I know there's like a Hanukkah one and a Kwanzaa one as well. The library had one at one point, but then it didn't get cleaned out during all of the winters of COVID when things were kind of not happening. And then they needed some major repair, and we didn't have the capacity to fix it, so they found somebody else that did. But that was fun when we had a little one of the huts. We had little some of the tweens and teens made children's book character cutouts. So there was like Peter from The Snowy Day, I think Charlie Brown, maybe Harry Potter, Gerald and Piggy. I forget who else, but it was cute. They did a good job. But yeah, I was walking by the huts the other day, or the houses, and I wanted to look at them, and they weren't open yet. They were all covered over because they're doing like the big reveal, I think, on this weekend. So I'll have to go back. But anyways, we're out of time for today. So we're going to say goodbye, but we hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time. And we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then.
Happy
Happy reading.
reading.
Which way I turn.